achieve body bliss on your own terms without going crazy through diets and products and supplements. So today I'm super excited to announce my very special guest, Megan Joy Yancey. Hi, Megan. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for letting me be a part of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I was really struck by your story. You and I connected at a Twin Cities Creative Collective breakfast, and since then we've been Facebook friends, and you were very open and honest, and the way you share your story really touched me. And one day you just posted about some of your experiences with being your heaviest weight and being your lowest weight, and I was just really struck by the change and how joyful you were in the process.
Yeah, thank you. It's been quite the journey, and one that I never really thought I would be on, but it's taught me a lot.
Awesome. Well, we're going to dig right into how you were able to achieve the amazing 45-pound weight loss you did while still being a mom to 5 amazing, beautiful children in a short amount of time, relatively. It took you about 10 months to achieve that. So kudos and congratulations. Before we jump into those questions, though, I do want to introduce the audience to you. So you are a multi-passionate and multi-talented person and host of the Today Tribe, which folks can find on MeganJoyYancey.com. But one thing that really struck me is what you do. Obviously, you have a lot of things going on. You do essential oils. You have a whole movement around living joyfully today. And in fact, your mantra really hit me. It says, live your extraordinary, ordinary life today. So I just want to throw that out there that for those of you who are listening today, Megan is an amazing person and you'll really enjoy this interview. Is there anything else I missed, Megan, in terms of your introduction and how you want people to remember you?
No, I mean, wow, you just made me blush here. That was so sweet and kind of you. And my hope and desire and everything is really just to add value to other people's lives and let them be able to find the joy in their day as well. So, I mean, you kind of hit the nail right on the head there. So thank you for all those kind words.
No problem. You know, I just love, my mantra is all around body bliss and how to help moms like you and myself find body bliss, because I think we share a lot of passion around bliss and joy. I mean, it's a similar concept, which I feel that a lot of moms have a tough time with. Either we're so busy taking care of our family, our spouses, our careers, our aging parents, we have so many balls we're trying to juggle right now that it's difficult for us to focus on being present, being joyful, and finding the bliss in everyday moments. So I really connected with your message around being joyful.
Yeah, thank you. I totally agree with that, because I think we just live in such a fast-paced world and we just forget to stop and smell the roses more often.
Well, we all need to smell those roses because they're out there and they're worth smelling. But I'm really excited to dive into this interview with you and to learn a little bit more about how you were able to lose 45 pounds. Now, I just want to throw it out there that as a health coach, I myself don't endorse any products. So I was really struck by the fact that you seem to agree with me with there are ways you can do it naturally without having to focus on any particular types of pills or supplements or that sort of thing. So I would like to ask, first of all, what triggered you to lose weight?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I didn't really realize my weight gain, and you know, you just kind of slowly begin buying bigger and bigger clothes. It's not like a one day you wake up and you've gained 50 pounds. It's just a very slow fade into that. And so I had come to this point where I was pretty uncomfortable just living life. I was uncomfortable. Not that I didn't love who I was, but you're not comfortable in your own skin when you're not living your healthiest. And I can fully admit I brought myself to that point where I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't exercising. I was eating horribly. And honestly, I have some very wonderful men in my life, my dad and my husband. And they're very honest men. And I really, really appreciate that with them. And it had just come to a point, and my dad, I think it was maybe Christmas or something, and he kind of just said, "Hey, Megan, things are getting a little out of control. Like, you're not taking care of yourself, and you're getting kind of big. And a lot of people are like, wow, someone said that to you, but I can't thank my dad enough for just being honest with me and letting me look myself in the mirror and seeing what I was doing to myself. And the same with my husband. He was just honest with, hey, Megan, there's something that might be a little off right now, and you could be living a healthier life. And I really appreciated their honesty because it helped catapult me into a healthy lifestyle that's lifelong. So I really, it might have been harsh, it might have been hard at the time, but it was for my good.
Wow. That is something I can say, honestly, that I've never heard before. So both your dad and your husband basically called you out and said, what's going on here?
Pretty much, yep.
And you were able to take that with a grain of salt and not throw it back in their face and say, oh, you need to change, right? I mean, when they first told you this, were you taken aback a little bit?
You know, I think probably day one, I probably could have accepted hurt from it and made that choice to kind of sulk in it. And then I think I was like, you know what? They're right. Like, I need to have vitality and health and be able to run with my kids. And I want that for myself. And obviously other people have seen the pit I've dug myself into. And so if they can love me enough to, make me aware of that, and I know it deep down, I think it's time for a change.
I love that, because it takes a lot of grace to step back and say, these men in my life, who I very much respect and admire, are not being critical of me, but they're concerned about me, and it's really hard to accept that and to hear that without feeling defensive. So kudos to you for that. Wow.
Thank you. It was very humbling.
Yeah. And would you say that your husband and your dad are themselves quite healthy in their attitudes and their eating and everything?
Yeah, they've also gone through their own journey to health and wellness. And so they definitely try to lead a lifestyle of making sure they exercise every day and they're being active and they're making healthy eating choices more often than not. So they definitely have their own journey in that as well.
Awesome. Well, it was interesting, though. A lot of thing that I talk about with my clients when I'm working with them is kind of understanding what sort of built the momentum for us to become our heaviest, most uncomfortable weight. And it takes a lot of introspection to examine that more deeply. So for you personally, why do you feel that you fell into the pit, as you describe it, that you were in?
I don't want to blame it on pregnancy, but I allowed pregnancy to be my crutch that I'm pregnant. I can eat for two. I can do whatever I want and eat as much as I want. And I feel like kind of our culture says that you should be eating two, so you should be eating double the portions. But our portions, as maybe some people know, it's already pretty out of alignment in the United States. And so I really did eat like double portions, and you don't actually need that when pregnant. So I just kind of used that as my, you know, I'd have a gallon of ice cream every couple of days. I'd finish that, top that thing off really easily. And so I gained 40 pounds my first pregnancy, and I only lost maybe 20 of those pounds. And then 7 months later, I got pregnant again and gained another 40. So I really had just topped off and allowed myself to spiral out of control. And then you just stay in that place, and if you choose to. And so I'm not blaming on pregnancy, but I allowed myself to make unhealthy decisions because of my pregnancy.
I see. And I'm sure you're not alone in that. I mean, all of us go through a lot of physical and mental changes when we go through pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I only have two kids. I know you have 5 kids.
Yes.
So when it comes to pregnancy, I mean, how many years have you spent being pregnant or nursing your baby?
Like 9 years are going on now. So.
And what are your ages of your children again?
They are 8, 7, 5, 3, and 19 months.
Wow, so you still have a really little one at home.
Yes, yes, I do. And he's a firecracker, so he keeps me busy.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure, you know, being able to lose the weight as you have has allowed you to chase him as much as he needs to be chased.
Absolutely. I'm very grateful for that.
And hearing about that in the very close age gap of your children, it seems that blaming it on your pregnancy or not is a legitimate thing. I mean, you spend a lot of time being pregnant and, you know, there are challenges there. You don't get a lot of sleep. You don't get a lot of time for yourself. You know, you're busy taking care of the children. It's a very difficult thing to reflect on how you take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to the really, really fun part is how did you lose all of that weight? I mean, 45 pounds is a significant amount of weight.
It is. And I lost it in 10 months. And it was after I had my third child, I knew that I needed to make, I didn't want to diet. I didn't want to just lose the weight, but I wanted to completely change my lifestyle habits. And so I'm pretty self-motivated and I was at the end of my rope. It was at that desperation point where I knew that I needed to make a lifelong change. And so I did a couple things. I began a workout routine just from home. I would pop up YouTube videos and kind of just choose my routine for the day. I created my own kind of Tabata, like the HIIT workouts. I kind of created my own little workouts, and I would just write it on a piece of paper and hang it on my wall and set the timer on my phone. I worked out with the kids. I would run every day. So when my husband got home from work, I would go for maybe a 1 to 3 mile run. I'd get back and get dinner ready while my husband went for a run. And then he came back home and we would all sit down to dinner together. So I made running quite a priority. I used my FitnessPal app to keep track of everything I was eating and to watch my calorie count every day. And that was just how I was able to measure what I was intaking, because I just would have no idea how much I was actually taking in each day and that my body didn't actually need that. So I was able to very strategically choose the healthy foods that I needed to give my body the nutrients it needed. And I always like to tell people this, because you see these really cool Pinterest boards and fitness inspiration and all these women who are super fit. And I would always look at them and be like, I'm not that woman. That's not me. I don't look like her. And even at my fittest, I'm not going to look like her because I have a completely different body shape. I'm 5'2" and I can build some good muscle mass if I actually try. And so I printed out photos of moments in my life where I was at a healthy place, and I posted those up around my house. I put them in my bathroom and on my fridge and in my fridge, and I put little notes around as motivation: eat healthy, make good choices, go get your exercise. And I would post that all around the house, so I had these reminders everywhere I went of my goal, and that every single day, every step I took was going to help me get to my goal. And those pictures of me hanging up was my motivation, because I want to look like me. I don't want to look like anybody else. And I want to be the healthiest me for myself and for my family. And so that, all of that together, and just actually really learning about good eating habits, doing the research and making those choices day in and day out, in 10 months, I was able to lose 45 pounds and be at a really good, healthy place.
Wow, that is totally beautiful and amazing, especially when you said, well, all these beautiful, you know, super, you know, abs and chiseled ladies on Fitspo and Pinterest and all these things. And I know you're active on social media, so you probably got those things thrown in your face every day. You know, you made a good point. You said, I don't want to look like those people. I don't, my body is not like those people. I want to look like me, only better. And that you followed through with that, with the action of putting your favorite photos of yourself in strategic places in your house as reminders of recapturing what that felt like for you is a beautiful, beautiful technique, and one that I think is quite unique, because I've had these interviews before and not many people connect with that and realize that, yes, it's not about being just like someone else. It's about being you and being the best version of you that you possibly can be.
Exactly. Yep.
That was awesome. Thank you. I'm so excited to hear that. I can't wait to share that more. But you mentioned that you were using MyFitnessPal, and I know that they've gone through some changes, so I don't know if you're still using it or not, but they allow you to plug in certain targets. Were you focusing on anything like calories or macros or carbs, or was there anything in particular you were trying to either limit or add more of?
I'm not an extraordinary food expert and fitness expert. And so for me, I really needed to keep it simple. And so when I went on my MyFitnessPal and I logged in and I created my goals, I want to be this weight in this amount of time, then it automatically logs in. Okay, you want to lose 2 pounds a week or 1 pound a week. This is your calorie intake for the day. And then I would just plug in my foods and scan my barcodes, and I knew when I was at my goal for the day. And so really for me, keeping it simple was just calorie counting and burning more calories than I took in.
Okay. Okay. And I'm really impressed with how you also created your own Tabata. By the way, I'm a big fan of Tabata and HIIT, and I usually use YouTube streaming workouts as well for myself, because I don't like the gym, and I connected with you very much on that aspect, because I'm not a gym person. I get motivated by outdoor fitness or doing fitness at home, so that really connected with me. Is that something that you still use, the same basic routine that you created, or how do you make sure that you up-level yourself and you don't stagnate with that?
Well, that's the thing for me, is I can get in like a great 30-minute workout right at home, and then I implemented working out into my entire day. So when I had a dance party with the kids, which happens every single day, I do squats while I dance. And when I'm cooking, I'll do calf raises while I'm cooking. And so I just kind of implemented it into my every day, because honestly, if I were to go to the gym every day, that's going to be like a 4-hour endeavor trying to get all the kids ready and out the door and get to the gym and put in the daycare and then go work out and then pick them up. It's just so much that I'm like, I could just implement this throughout my day. And so that's really what's worked well for my lifestyle right now. And I pretty much am just able to do the same thing. So I would experiment and do workouts, and then I kind of found what I really enjoyed. And so I have all my hand weights at home. And so I kind of just created my own arm routine, and I go through it 3 times, and I'm just able to do that while the kids are playing and while we're just doing activities and things like that. So I've just kind of cultivated a system that works while I'm at home, with like a structured, here's a 30-minute time I can get a good workout in, and then I can just sprinkle in other exercises throughout my day.
I love it. I love how you were very intentional about saying, I don't have 4 hours to cart my kids around to the gym, and much less if there was an issue and the daycare people are calling you and your workout is cut short.
Oh, and that always happened. Every time.
Oh, it always happens, right?
Yes.
As soon as you get a good sweat going on, that's when you get a
phone. Yes.
But so that's great. So you made it work with your current lifestyle, with your current situation. You know, being at home was more convenient for you, so you made it work. And I saw your photos. Like, you've got some really good muscles, girl.
Thank you. I try.
So whatever you're doing, it's working. I mean, you're building tone. You're doing your cardio through running. I mean, you have a really all-inclusive program, it seems like, and you created it. So it probably has a stronger connection to you because it's your program. It's not like you just took what someone else told you to do. You created it yourself, and you flexed it, and you adapted it according to what you needed when you needed it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if I'm not enjoying it, I don't want to do it. I have to have fun while I'm doing it. So I've been able to find, not to say I can't challenge myself and try new things, but I have to be, if I just hate what I'm doing, then I'm not going to be able to sustain that. So I've really been able to find exercises I enjoy and routines that I like and my playlist while I run so that I am having a good time while I work out.
I love how you said, if you're not enjoying it, you're not going to do it. And that's kind of the secret sauce of any successful lifestyle change.
Right.
If you're not having a good time and you're miserable and you're just checking off a to-do list, you're just not going to get there because you're not connected with it. It's not personal for you.
Yes.
It's kind of a, it's a duty. It's something you should do. But I think you did a beautiful way of transitioning it and transforming it into a, this is for me and I'm worth it. And this is how it's going to work for me. So yes. That was a very, I love how intentional you were about the entire process.
Yeah.
Now I know that, one of the things that you see a lot of people share online is, oh, I lost so many pounds, or I'm wearing a size zero, or what have you. But that doesn't mean that that's the biggest milestone we have when we reach our best health. So I'm curious, what were your personal biggest milestones you had as you were losing the weight?
Oh, man. I think it would have to be... There's probably a couple. First would be able to shop and be in the dressing room and really, really like what I saw in the air when I was dressing. And another one would be, I don't want this to be graphic, but when I didn't have like tummy flap, the baby flap pouring over my jeans and when I could wear jeans again, that was a really fun moment for me. Yes. And I think another one would be, probably when I would beat my husband in our time for running a mile. I think I got to like 6:59 one time when I did a mile, and I was so pumped up because I beat his record. But now he kind of smokes me. But I think we would compete to see who could run the fastest mile, and that was always kind of fun to see beating new records of how fast I could do a mile.
That is super cool. And I know you're probably going to beat him again, so no worries.
That's the next goal.
Woohoo! Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, those are wonderful milestones. And that's one thing that a lot of women are, especially as we move to more of an online shopping kind of world and community, a lot of women don't feel like they take the time to try on clothes in the dressing room and really enjoy, you know, the results of how beautiful they look in the mirror and that sort of thing. We just buy our pants or our shirts online, mm-hmm. and we call it a day, right?
Yeah.
It fits or it doesn't fit. So there is an experience in that.
Yeah.
And that involves some fun and being with your girlfriends or even just by yourself and having some quiet time. That's a really good moment to enjoy.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you reach that, like, not being skinny, not being thin, but just being healthy and comfortable in your own skin, that's where the magic happens.
Definitely. That is definitely where the magic happens. Now, one thing that always is true, regardless of how your journey went, most of us will experience some sort of setback. So can you recall a time when you had a specific setback? Like maybe, you know, you weren't reaching your fitness goal, or you weren't losing weight, you were plateauing or something like that. Can you share a story of one of your setbacks and how you kind of talked yourself through that to motivate yourself again?
Yeah, I mean, so it was probably close to 4 or 5 years ago that I had my initial weight loss. And not like a pregnancy is a setback, but when you work your butt off to lose a ton of weight and then you just gain 30 more each pregnancy. So I've had 2 more pregnancies since then. And, you know, it's like, in a way, I gained all this weight back. So each time, it feels like I'm starting back at square one and I have to lose another 30, 35 pounds. And so that is a little mentally like, can I go over this mountain again? And it's just a choice. I have to make the choice that I'm going to do it, that I'm going to make the good, healthy eating choices. I'm going to get my exercise in. I'm going to be active. And so the process might look different each time, just as it does with different seasons of life. But I try to imagine my goals, pursue my goals, and it's a daily process and choice, and I just have to like overcome the oh my goodness, this is gonna take so long again, but it's totally worth it. Totally worth it. Every baby is totally worth it. But those setbacks, I don't want to call a pregnancy a setback, but you have a lot more weight to lose again. And those, it's a mind thing where I have to purpose that I'm going to do that for myself and my kids and get back to that same healthy place.
Awesome. And I like that you don't consider pregnancy a setback, but at the end of the day, you are not supposed to lose weight while you're pregnant, and you can still maintain your healthy fitness while you're pregnant, and I'm sure you did. But a lot of women struggle with that, especially if it's their first pregnancy or if they've had other pregnancies in the past where they were eating for two. And mm-hmm. it's a different challenge when you're like, okay, well, now everyone's pushing food on me, and you know, yes. I can let myself go for 9 months or whatever, but there's just so much work after that. And personally, I also experienced this because when I got pregnant with my first daughter, I had just finished losing 100 pounds. And one of the first wow. things I thought was, I'm going to gain it all back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, I was scared. I was not like, you know, terrified, but I was like, I'm just going to gain all this weight back because how can I flex to this new situation in this new life situation I'm going through, this new change? I knew that being a mother was going to change me entirely, but I was afraid it was going to also make me go back into old habits. And I hear some of that yes. with you, but I'm sure between your first child and your last child, you certainly have done a lot of mindset work and focus on you and prioritize what matters. So if mm-hmm. you could tell Megan when she was pregnant with her first child, like, what kind of advice would you give her, knowing what you know today?
Don't eat a gallon of ice cream in 3 days. That's what I would tell her. My first two kids, I didn't have the knowledge or the education of, like, how important it was to make better choices more often and to be active. And that was, I was pretty young and probably more immature, but I didn't lead that lifestyle. And so just naturally with pregnancy, as you gain weight, then that just, it's kind of magnified a little bit more. And so educating myself and getting informed and just choosing to be more active has just helped in that. So I can have wonderful, healthy pregnancies, and which I believe very much affects how your labor and birth goes as well. You know, if you're active and fit during your pregnancy and giving yourself and the baby the nutrients it needs. I would tell myself, don't eat so much ice cream. don't indulge with everything you want every single day and go for a walk. That's what I would tell myself.
That is all excellent advice. And I'm sure that's the advice you followed for yourself when you had your last child. Is your family complete, or are you still working on more family?
Oh, I'd love more babies.
Well, they're lucky to have you. And now that you're in a place where you feel comfortable in your skin and you're focusing on helping other people reach joy in their life, which is a beautiful mm-hmm. mission and something that I can clearly see on Facebook and Instagram, that you're showing other people how to do that and paying it forward and sharing these lessons that you've learned for yourself as well. So as we wrap up this interview, I want to make sure that folks hear your advice in terms of, if they're just now starting with a lifestyle change, what would you recommend is the first thing they do?
Oh man, I would have to say that having an accountability partner is really important. So especially if you're not as self-motivated, but having someone who's going to do it with you, who's going to keep you on track, I think is a really helpful piece of it. So I had my husband who was doing it with me. And at the time, most of my family was also just trying to lead a healthier lifestyle. So we were all on MyFitnessPal. And so when we saw that somebody else was working out and got like a 30-minute workout in and burned 500 calories, we were like, oh, I gotta beat them. I gotta do the same thing. So that we're all very competitive as well. So it was fun. It was like a competition, but I think accountability is really important, and whether that's a friend or a spouse or a community, I think that's really cool. But I just think you have to get to that point where you're like, you know what, this is the end of my rope. I am going for it. I'm going to do a 180. I'm going to make these changes in my life, and kind of visualizing your end game, visualizing your goals, and then just not stopping. Don't let any obstacles or setbacks get in your way, but just keep striving for what you want.
Beautifully said, Megan. Thank you so much for accepting this interview with September Success on weightlesschronicles.com. I encourage everyone who is listening to connect with Megan at meganjoyyancey.com. By the way, it's Megan with an H for those of you who are in your browser.
Meghan.
And she is encouraging women and moms just like you to live your extraordinary, ordinary life today. Make sure to join her tribe while you're there visiting her. And thank you so much, Megan, for all of your feedback and your wisdom today. It has really touched me, and I'm sure it's touching everyone who listened today.
Thank you so much. You are amazing. You are touching so many lives as well. And I'm very, very honored to be a part of this series. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.